Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast here. Back on a Thursday, the start of the NBA Finals going to kick off. I'm excited for the last week or so of basketball and maybe just a few thoughts on that a little bit later on in the podcast. But mainly today, we're going to hit up the evening slate in Major League Baseball. Hopefully you had a good night yesterday. I had a good night myself. A little Dodgers stack kind of coming through at the end. A little Max Scherzer, as I talked about. A little bit lower ownership compared to James Paxton. And worked out well. So good night last night for me. Hopefully we can do it again here today on the podcast. As always, thanks to our friends over at Fantasy Draft, where I didn't win on Fantasy Draft. I played Fernando Romero from Minnesota as my SP2 over there. And when you get negative 16 points, it's hard to get double ups, even with home runs from Bryce Harper, home run from Arenado, home run from Bellinger, not a home run, but a good game from Bellinger and Cruz. I had all these guys. And if you would have gotten me zero, I'm cashing my double up. But unfortunately, I got a negative 16 over there from him. So yeah, that didn't work out. That site did not win money for me. But we'll try again over there on Fantasy Draft tonight. Really love the format. And I hope you give them a chance to earn your daily fantasy business here tonight. So check them out if you haven't done so. Promo code GRINDERS is always over there on Fantasy Draft. Also, we want to tell you about our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings before we get rolling. It's that time of year again. Graduations, Father's Day right around the corner. Don't get those lame gifts you've done in the past. Buy your dad something that he's going to use, or your grad. If they like wings, they like sports, and if they like beer, well, the answer is Buffalo Wild Wings. Get them a gift card. Right now, when you purchase 30 or more of in-store and online, they'll actually give you a $5 bonus to keep for yourself. Basically getting like a free beer, free app for yourself when you're buying a gift for somebody else. That's good. It's a gift that gives back. How generous of them to give it to you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, let's get into baseball tonight. Kind of an interesting little slate for us. We get the return of Clayton Kershaw here today. And I think that's the big question to ask ourselves is, how deep do we think he's going to go? 11K on FanDuel, 11.8 on DraftKings, 22.9 on Fantasy Draft. I really want to play him here against Philadelphia. I don't know if it's going to work its way out. I think I'll probably have some tournament exposure to him, but there are two teams that I really like today that I think is going to score a pile of runs, and they both have, really expensive bats to them, and it's going to be difficult to get the names that I want into my lineup with an 11-8 starting pitcher out there. And with him going against Aaron Nola, those four win points, far from a lock. We look at the line in that game. Kershaw is currently at minus 157. That's, when you consider that you had Stripling at minus 170, you had Maeda at minus 170, and now we come in with Kershaw at 157. Obviously, the opponent, he's going against Aaron Nola, a much better pitcher. The team, the total in this game is under 7, which is fairly rare. And, in theory, I guess you could take both these guys, hope for that 2-1 game. But I do worry a little bit that Kershaw doesn't go more than 6 innings, and then you've got a bullpen that is not bad, but certainly that's not what we're looking for necessarily on an 11-8 pitcher. And then Nola on the other side, he's definitely has tremendous upside. We've seen K's games of him of 10 and 12 on the high end of things. Definitely some other games, 3-4, 2-4-4. So it's not a lock that he is going to, pay off that kind of salary here for us tonight. And he's pitched into the eighth inning only once so far this season, and I just don't really see him fitting my build today. So I think in tournaments, Either of these guys are fine. I don't know that they're cash game. I'm probably going to be living in the middle tier here tonight with starting pitching. I'm going to give you a FanDuel only play, and I think Jack Flaherty's interesting on FanDuel. He's 7,700 over there. On DraftKings, I don't think I can justify that $9,200 price for him. We've obviously had a really nice strikeout game against Philadelphia two starts ago. But we're in this weird situation where both Trevor Williams and Flaherty are facing the same team that they just faced. Pittsburgh and St. Louis played each other on the 26th, and he was fine versus Pittsburgh. Six innings, four hits, two walks, one home run, four strikeouts, 19 DraftKings points that day, 37 FanDuel points. But at 9,200, I get a little bit nervous on the back-to-back. I feel like the hitters are at the advantage there, especially of a young pitcher like Flaherty. But that salary on FanDuel, I think, makes him playable. On DraftKings, I have a tough time pressing that button for him today, again, because it's not like you're getting a big discount. So the couple of arms that I'm looking at using here today, I think Jose Quintana against the New York Mets is in a pretty good spot here, especially we'll see what lineup they roll out. But typically, he's going to neutralize some of the better bats, the Confortos, the Jay Bruce. So I think Quintana, he hasn't had a great season to this point, but I like the salary on him today. He's 7,500 on DraftKings, almost 2K cheaper than he is on FanDuel. On FanDraft, he's 14.6. And yeah, there's no question there's some risk here. He's had, you know, a 9 fantasy point game against the Giants last time out, a 3 against Atlanta, but he also had a 30 against Cincinnati, a 21 versus Miami. And honestly, I'm just not really afraid of this New York Mets lineup right now. So strong road favorite at 164 and definitely some risk here, but you know, let's look at the plate IQ numbers here on the projected lineup for the New York Mets. You know, if we had Cespedes sitting in there, it might be a little bit different story. He has absolutely owned lefties, but so far, based on the projected lineup we have, we've got a 131 isolated power and a 292 weighted OBA against lefties so far this 2018 season. You go back over the last two seasons, and it just creeps up a little bit. 302 in the WOBA, 153 ISO. So I think he should be able to handle this team just fine. The xFIP over the last year and a half or so is 378. So I've got no problem with Quintana tonight. I think he's my hands-down kind of top choice when we consider salary here tonight. Looking at the other spots here today, the other starting pitchers that we have. I got to get to my projection page. Where it is? Here we go. And, you know, Shane Bieber's the interesting one here for the Cleveland Indians tonight. He gets Minnesota here. And Bieber is, you know, coming into this game, not a strong favorite, minus 117. I was looking at his minor league numbers, and he's just fine. You know, you look at the K numbers for him in the minor leagues. We've got a K percentage, super consistent, you know, 24% in 2016, 25% in 2017, 25% in so far in 2018 in the minor leagues. And, you know, the xFIP has been never above really 2.5. So I'm going to give him some credit here. And I think that he is a pretty decent pitcher for us here tonight, a top 100 prospect in the minor leagues. And Shane Bieber, I think, is worth a look today. Do I wish he was cheaper? Absolutely. I wish that he was cheaper, but, you know, I don't get to set the salaries. They are what they are. And, you know, on DraftKings today, we get him at 73 fantasy draft. He is, I'm not sure if he is on fantasy draft, to be honest. I'm not seeing that salary pop for me. On FanDuel, he's 6K today. So, but he's a guy that I think is in play today versus this Minnesota offense, which maybe he'll start to get going. They're getting a little bit healthier. We saw Dozier hit a homer yesterday. Bieber's definitely an option for me. I don't think I like him as much as Quintana, but he's definitely a guy that I think we can play tonight, especially if you want to stack up some really big bats. So I definitely have my eye on him today for the Cleveland Indians. McCullers at 8,900, really tough matchup here versus the Boston Red Sox. It's tough to press the button here for him. But here's a kind of perfect example I was talking about when you face teams, you know, two starts in a row. He did it against Cleveland. First start, 33 fantasy points. The second start, negative 5. So, again, I do think that is an advantage there to the bats. But, you know, definitely a guy who's been fairly consistent this year, but I don't know if we've got the upside against this matchup here against Boston. But the one thing that's surprising to me is the implied run total for the Red Sox today is 3.72. Below 4 is kind of shocking for me tonight. So I think he could be a GPP tournament dart just based on the Vegas number for me. And, you know, he is under 9K, so he doesn't cost as much as a Kershaw or a Nola. But that number, that Vegas number, definitely I didn't get it, that implied run total today. I mean, under 4 for that offense seems absolutely silly at this point in time. But there it is. So I think we've got to consider him a little bit on that front. And the last guy, and again, weather's gonna play into this a little bit, is, you know, Sonny Gray against the Orioles. Now, Sonny Gray, this is tournament only. I don't think you're rolling that in cash. I mean, in cash games today, I'm probably actually playing Kershaw and Quintana. I mean, Bieber's probably too risky for cash. I mean, maybe you split cash if you're on a two-pitcher site like Fantasy Draft and you roll, you know, one with Kershaw, one with Bieber, and then you get more bats on one than the other. But, you know, if you're a one-lineup guy like most people are, or gal, probably just going to take the safety there in Kershaw. I just don't see him getting blown up. But Gray for a tournament dart and a guy who can give you some savings. Yeah, you've got games of 5, negative 1, 5, negative 7, negative 5. But you got a 26, you got a 23 mixed in there in two of his last four starts. And, you know, Baltimore is an offense which I feel like should be better than they are. But I don't know if they've quit or if Buck Showalter is done, but I was watching that game last night, and it was, I think it was the ninth inning. Yeah, I think it was the ninth inning. Men on first and second, one out, down to Manny Machado at the plate, and the dude at second base tries to steal and gets basically picked off. I mean, it was legitimately the dumbest base running play you could make. Like, there's zero advantage down two, except getting to third base in that position. Made no sense whatsoever. And, you know, that's just the way Baltimore's kind of gone this season. And, you know, Sonny Gray, I'm okay rolling him out there. First start versus them this year. He managed the damage. Only 4 hits allowed. The walks definitely can become an issue for him. If he can find the strike zone, he should be decent enough here today versus Baltimore. But GPP only there tonight. All right, so that's my outlook on starting pitching today. Let's get on over to the bats tonight, and we'll start at the catcher position. And you know, full disclosure here, I think, you know, Houston and the Yankees are your top choice tonight. Like, those are the bats that I really want to get into my lineups. I don't mind the Chicago Cubs either. I like them. But some of the prices on those guys, like Schwarber, Bryant, Rizzo, are really expensive. And if I'm going to go that far, I think I'd rather get Yankees and get Houston Astros today. Now, if that Yankee game, you know, turns red and we don't know if it's going to go because it looks like there's going to be rain issues out there, you know, then we can maybe pivot to some more Chicago here today. But the catcher position, you know, for me, I think it's pretty clear. You know, Max Stassi going against Drew Pomeranz, pretty good spot for him. We saw Stassi, you know, I think McCann went on the disabled list, so he's going to get more playing time, and had a home run again last night. Houston, really big favorites here in this game. And, you know, the starting lineup, just, you know, those Mets numbers that I threw out there, their numbers versus lefties since the beginning of last season, 205 ISO, 358 weighted OBA. So hitting for more power, clearly, and a better weighted on base average than we've got for the Mets, clearly by like 60 some odd points. And small sample size this year, but Stassi has crushed lefties. And Drew Pomeranz, you know, he's a guy that has not had a particularly great season this year. .528 in that xFIP this season, 33% hard contact, and righties, I mean, just eating them up. 404 wOBA, 259 ISO, a 40% exit velocity over 95%, so they are crushing the ball against him. So this righty-heavy lineup just does not match for Drew Pomeranz. So I'm happy to stack up this Houston team, and whether it's Stassi or maybe Evan Gattis will make the lineup as a DH, we'll see. Either of those guys, absolutely fine. And then, you know, getting back to the New York Yankees against Baltimore here today, Andrew Cashner, I'm still, like, not a believer in Cashner, you know, xFIP of 5 this season, and he's bad to lefties and righties. It really doesn't matter. And, you know, we've got Gary Sanchez, the highest plate IQ premium score on the board tonight, at a 60 tonight, so he's definitely a guy to look at. The one-off for me here on the value side of things is Mike Zunino against Mike Minor. Let's hope he cracks the lineup one more day, and then he can get a rest day maybe tomorrow. But, you know, yesterday against the lefty and Matt Moore, 2 doubles for him, 21 fantasy points at a pretty solid salary, $2,300 on FanDuel, and $3,300 on DraftKings. Today he's $2,300 again on FanDuel and $3,400 on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, $6,300. Don't have to play a catcher, but that's a pretty decent salary to get on him. So those are the three catchers that I'm definitely looking most at today. All right, moving on to first base tonight. And if we're paying up, you know, absolutely looking to a guy like Greg Bird today against Andrew Cashner. Again, Yankees top target for me tonight. JD Davis against a lefty as well. A little bit cheaper, a way to get a piece of that team out there in Houston for under 4K. He's $3,600 over on DraftKings tonight. And on FanDuel, Nierman salary at $2,100, fantasy draft $7,500. So he's going to work in your Kershaw builds here tonight. Gurriel, another guy who is first base eligible, is Marwin Gonzalez. You got 3 first basemen eligible on DraftKings there, so that could be a little bit dicey. Now I know a lot of those guys have dual eligibility, so certainly don't be afraid to move them around just a little bit as well. No problem using Anthony Rizzo today. You know, he got off to a real slow start this season, starting to pick it up just a little bit. Went 0-for-3 yesterday, but before that had hits in about, like, wow, a lot of games in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 straight. So definitely starting to get a little bit more locked in at the plate. Not the best ballpark out there to hit in New York, but not the worst either. So he's fine for us. And then looking at some Padres bats today too, Eric Hosmer, pretty good numbers for him. You know, even it is lefty on lefty, he's been fine in that handedness split this season. He's $3,900, so I think there's another Padre I'd rather have, but definitely Wee and Shin can give it up a little bit tonight. Okay, second base, obvious choice, Jose Altuve today against Drew Pomeranz. I think we can look at Jose Perella here just a little bit as well. A matchup wOBA of 329. Hasn't been great in his handedness split so far this season, but Wee and Chen has given it up to righties. He's only $3,300, so a nice salary there. We saw the Cardinals hit Trevor Williams pretty well the other night. I still don't love stacking this team. I just don't feel like they got a lot of, you know, home run upside in there. And Carpenter now all the way up to $4,100. Seemed like yesterday he was sitting at like $3,200 on DraftKings all day long, but $8,300 on our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft, but seemingly getting a hit every single day. Dozier, you're fine to go there if you're not playing Bieber. I mentioned it that, you know, I feel like there's some positive regression ready to hit for him, and got on the board with a home run yesterday and hasn't been bad. You know, he's actually getting some fantasy points here over the last 2 weeks, but at 4K, it's a pretty big number that you're going to be paying on him here tonight. I certainly don't mind the Indians one bit. You know, that offense certainly can get hot today against Jake Odorizzi. I'm fine with him. You know, $3,500, the number on Kipnis. He's got multi-hit games in 3 of his last 5 starts there. And, you know, that's a pretty reasonable salary. So don't mind him at the second base position. Okay, over to the third. And Alex Bregman versus Drew Pomeranz looks like a pretty good spot. If we look over the last 2 seasons, we've got a .383 weighted OBA, a .235 ISO versus that handedness split. So yes, he's 4,100. That's a big number, but it is 1,200 less than Jose Ramirez, who is in a really good spot as well against Odorizzi tonight. 391 WOBA versus righties, 275 isolated power. And even cheaper than Christian Villanueva, who, man, you know, this guy, it's 64 at-bats this season, but a 359 average, a 537 WOBA, a 578 ISO. Obviously, none of those things are sustainable. I get that. But it's also Wei Yin Chen. So I'll, you know, hope that regression, you know, gets baked in against Clayton Kershaw matchups a little bit later on this season. But against Chen, I can see Villanueva being absolutely viable here again tonight. So this is a position for sure. Like, if you're playing on fantasy draft, you can play a number of these guys, and I think they make a lot of sense. Kyle Seager against Mike Minor, 321. Weighted OBA for him. It is lefty on lefty, but again, that doesn't worry me all that much. Pretty good game for him yesterday. 12 FanDuel points for you in that matchup versus Matt Moore. So he gets Mike Minor today, and same thing kind of applies there. Okay, next up we go over to the shortstop position. And, you know, Correa, again, he is the big name today. Solid versus lefties, last 153 at-bats. You're looking at a 405 WOBA, so when you get into that 400 mark, you certainly take note of that. So he is, you know, certainly viable here. And there's just not a lot of value at this position that I'm particularly excited about. You know, I don't mind Washington today, but Newcomb's not a bad pitcher there. So, you know, Trey Turner, he's been all right as of late. You know, yesterday, you know, he's getting on base. He's got hits in, let's see, looks like 7 of his last 8 games, but in 7 of those last 8 games, he's only got 1 stolen base to show for it. So that's where I think you're making your hay here with him, and he's not, you know, really showing the power that we saw when he first came up in the league. And you know, for the price you got to pay on him, just give me Correa for 200 more in that matchup. Even Machado versus Sonny Gray is absolutely fine, but he's 5,400, so big number there on him tonight. Let's see. Segura, fine, but really expensive. You know, Didi tonight, I mean, pretty solid there in this handedness split, but I just, I don't know. I don't love playing Didi Gregorius, but makes sense in playing some sort of Yankee stack tonight. Let's see if we can find some sort of one-off for you today. Maybe Johan Camargo, a guy had a home run again yesterday. He's 2,600 on FanDuel, 65 on Fantasy Draft, and he's been hitting the ball pretty well. He's got home runs back-to-back games and hits in 6 of his last 7 games there for Atlanta. So Camargo, you're maybe one off for you at that spot. All right, outfield, Judge, Stanton, Springer. Yes, yes, yes. Give me those guys. Lock and load. Nelson Cruz versus a lefty. Yes, love those guys. Definitely, you know, guys I'm looking to play today. Michael Brantley's been hitting the ball really well. He popped up in our hot streak hitters over there in our MLB tools. So definitely love it when guys, you know, are swinging good bats in this matchup versus Odorizzi. Certainly doesn't worry me one bit. I mean, this guy's been double digits FanDuel points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of his last 9, and then the one that he didn't make it, he was at 9 fantasy points. So dude's been swinging a hot bat tonight, and we can continue to look there. You know, Harper versus Newcomb, he's fine lefty on lefty, but at 5,500, that's a big number to hit. But I think he's got home runs in, what, back-to-back games, so definitely getting hot. 3 of his last 4 for Harper. I get it, but I don't see that being my spend. I don't see Betts being my spend versus McCullers tonight. If you want to go Ian Happ today, I don't think anybody's going to play him at over 4K tonight. I wouldn't be shocked to see him do something again, playing really well when he was healthy, and got a double the other night against Pittsburgh. So I think he's an under-the-radar play for us here tonight. I haven't talked a lot about the Texas Rangers. I mean, they get Wade LeBlanc today. Just not a great ballpark for those hitters. Some of the better ones like Mazzara and Gallo going lefty on lefty, I'll probably pass in this situation on them. But they did put up some runs yesterday versus a much, much better pitcher. If you want to get cute and try the lefties again against Aaron Nola, that's his weakness today. So guys like Jock and Bellinger and Muncy, they were just fine yesterday. But that's in like a, you know, low dollar, you know, 60,000 entry kind of tournament, would I do that. I wouldn't do that in any sort of kind of three entry max spot or anything like that. Juan Soto back in the lineup, but lefty on lefty, probably not going there against Newcomb today, 3,700 on DraftKings. Ozuna still too cheap. He's 3,200 against Williams today, and he did scratch yesterday, so keep your eye on that, whether or not he or Tyler O'Neill could be in that lineup. But Hunter Renfro, there's the other bat that you want to consider today, 3,600 over there on the old DraftKings. On Fantasy Draft, he's 73, FanDuel 2,300. A notorious lefty masher gets Wei and Chen today, probably batting cleanup. He could be a chalky choice in the outfield. But there you go. That's got you covered for baseball tonight. In terms of basketball, a couple things I want to tell you about. Tonight, we are doing something new with a platform called WinView, where you actually, it's kind of like a prediction prop game where you're wagering certain points. I did a podcast interview with their marketing guy. You can find it here on the iTunes stream. Yesterday, it's really cool, innovative type product. Very different than, say, Fantasy Draft or DraftKings or FanDuel. And the one thing is, you don't have to be committed the entire game. You're only playing for quarter one, quarter two. And when you sign up, click on the banner here on Roto Grinders, and you'll get a $20 deposit, $20 match. And also, we've got a free roll for you tonight for quarters one and quarters two, $500 for each of those. So you can try it out, see what you think. And we're adding a little content with you for it as well. So tonight, Bobby Fi and Grant, they're going to be playing along with you in the RG free roll, having a good time, and kind of showing their strategy live and in person for you. So check it out. Hey, no strings attached. Just, you know, click that link, try it out, try the free roll, make a deposit. And if you want to play in some cash games in the third and fourth quarter, if you're a little comfortable after playing the free rolls in quarter one and two, that's a great way to do it. So check it out, WinView Games. Make sure you go through our link here on Roto Grinders. You can't miss the banner, and therefore you're going to be eligible to be playing in that Roto Grinders free roll when you do that. So that should be hitting the app here pretty soon. And I'm looking forward to trying that out and certainly watching those guys play it as well. So we don't have a lot of in-game DFS, but this is the closest thing to it, and I think you'll find it a lot of fun. All right, I'm out of here for tonight. Mangone will have you covered on the pod for Friday, and good luck to you guys always today in your DFS contest. Here's your little NBA note. Again, huge contests all across the industry in NBA tonight. For the single game, LeBron James has not played very well in game ones this entire season, so you might want to consider fading that one out. And if you're looking to build a unique lineup, you know, don't be afraid to throw like a, you know, a Patrick McCaw in there or something like that, because if this game becomes a blowout, like, I feel like there's going to be a point in time where Cleveland's like waves the white towel and says, okay, we're going to go and save our guys for round two, and or not round two, but game two, because I don't know, this huge point spread here with 12.5 points, that's monstrous. So we'll see what happens, but don't be afraid to take some shots, build that unique lineup. If you want to win that six-figure payday, it's not going to be zeroing out your lineup with all the starters. That's not going to happen. You're cutting off your upside if you're doing that. So just keep that in mind when you're building those NBA lineups. But we're out of here. Thanks again for joining us, as always, on the podcast. Leave us a review, and I'm supposed to say this. Unsubscribe and resubscribe. I don't know. I don't run the iTunes algorithm, but that's what all the podcasters are telling people to do. And since I'm a podcaster, I'm supposed to tell you that. Also, thanks to Fantasy Draft. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings, and thanks to you for being a part of our community. Talk to you again next week. Until then, good luck, and we will see you.